There's a gentle breeze coming in from Oyster Bay. There are some plastic chairs out at the end of the wharf looking out on the swaying reeds. The marshlands stretch a mile out from this sleepy marina. It's quiet, except for this. That's the sound of fresh Franklin County oysters, and for the Lovell family, it's music to their ears. In the late 1970s, Leo Lovell was a commercial fisherman and the owner of Spring Creek Restaurant in Crawfordville. The Lovells still own and operate the restaurant, but Leo's son Clay says commercial fishing has changed.
My family bought the restaurant in 77, and like I say, we've done just about everything you can do out there as far as catching seafood, but because of regulations and other factors, it's gotten very hard for a person to make a living on the water.
That's why just less than a year ago, the Lovells took a chance on oysters. In the past 11 months, the oysters, and demand for them, have grown faster than the Lovells could have hoped. Clay says it's opened up opportunities for the family.
That is one of the things that got us so excited. When we saw how these oysters were growing, we felt finally there's something we might be able to do out there that is profitable.
But to be as profitable as possible, the family wants to farm oysters throughout the water column, from surface to seabed. Their property's lease, though, only allows harvesting from the sea floor. That's why Leo Lovell was in front of the Florida cabinet last week asking for access. Oysters near the surface are closer to food and farther from predators. The cabinet granted his request unanimously.
Do you have a motion?
I move. I so move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any comments or objections? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you very much.
Florida Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam says aquaculture ventures like the Lovells have the potential of getting people back to work on Florida's waterfronts.
Well, the early indications have been very positive. Should we continue to see that type of progress, it does have the potential to support what has been, in recent years, a declining industry.
Putnam says the vast majority of Florida's oyster production has traditionally come from Apalachicola Bay. One of the benefits of oyster cultivation is that it may be able to seed these wild populations. While oysters are growing in cages, their spawn will drift to the bottom and can grow on their own. Plans are already in the works to grow wild Apalachicola Bay oysters in hatcheries for cultivation down the road. Leo Lovell says it's still too soon to call his operation a success, but he sees plenty of promise.
Since we've gotten into this, we realize what a huge industry this is in the rest of the world and how there seems to be a huge market for cultivated specialty oysters. So to answer your question, if we are completely successful, I see a big industry. I see the seafood industry actually getting put back on its feet.
If the levels are correct, these marshlands may be getting a bit busier soon. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Nick Evans.